Before you listen to this great episode of Partner with Survivor, we'd just like to tell you about a powerful new practice tool the Safe and Together Institute has launched. Our perpetrator pattern mapping tool has been available for 10 years, but now it's available for the first time in a web-based version. What it does is really help you map perpetrators' patterns of behavior onto child family functioning, talk about its intersections with mental health, substance abuse, and other issues, address intersectionalities, worker safety, all in an easy-to-use online package that protects the confidentiality of your information and lets you wrap it all up in a neat little package, basically, to print it out and to kind of document all those different pieces of information. This is a tool that can be used by both survivors and practitioners. And for the very first time, it's available immediately online without any other prior training.
The training is embedded in this powerful practice tool so that teams that have not been trained in Safe and Together can immediately begin mapping in an effective way.
That's right. It's like having a Safe and Together coach in your back pocket is what I like to say.
There you go.
So we really encourage you to go to our virtual academy, academy.safeandtogetherinstitute.com. Check it out. You know, you can subscribe to it immediately or you can check out a free demo version for 30 days. So please reach out to us and try this new tool. Now enjoy this great episode of Partner with Survivor. So as part of our interlude here in New Zealand, Ruth and I took a few minutes to have breakfast with Celine Donovan, one of our certified trainers here. Well, actually, the only certified trainer on the South Island, and that she works with Te Toko Mai, our partner agency in New Zealand. And so we had a chance to sit down with her and talk to her a little bit about her work, being a certified trainer, and the Safe and Together model's influence. And so listen in on this conversation between Ruth and Celine Donovan about Safe and Together.
Well, hello, everyone. We are in a little coffee shop, breakfast shop in Christchurch, New Zealand. And we are here with one of our only certified trainers on the island. Do you want to introduce yourself, Celine?
Thank you. I'm Celine Donovan. Yeah. And I work for Aviva in Christchurch.
So how has the certified trainer process been for you? How has it changed you, your perspective on your work, your quality of work? You know, just...
I think I always thought that my practice was quite good, but actually it's transformed my practice as well. It has helped me support survivors much more and actually engage with men in a way that's much more meaningful.
Yeah, that's amazing. Did it have an impact on the people around you just by coming into contact with your changed language? And
absolutely. The language is so important. And when I'm speaking in a way that partners with survivors, but also suggesting solutions that people may not have thought about before, mm-hmm. It actually transforms other people's practice too. And it's been really heartening for me to hear particularly child protection workers talk about to stop that victim blaming and to talk about what she's doing to
that's amazing
to support children and what she has done and actually keep pivoting back to that perpetrator pattern as the problem. I think they still feel really frustrated because they don't know what to do, but it's just really good for to hear that they're not putting the blame on her.
Right, which is such a fundamental change.
Yeah,
right? It's a very simple but fundamental change.
And it's really nice for survivors to understand that actually what they want for themselves is actually what we want as workers too, you know, so that they feel that there's a team of people around them supporting their well-being and safety in their children's.
How has it changed your satisfaction with your work?
It's really encouraging. I remember a woman that nobody had been able to, well, what would they would say was she was not engaging And I went there with police and child protection, and I asked them to stay away from her so I could have a chat with her on her mm-hmm. own. And I used our language that we use and the partnering language, and everyone being very surprised that she was on board as far as wanting to work with services.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just, how it's changed me is that that woman was alone in this before.
Yeah.
And actually so terrified because of what had happened to her, and didn't know how to be safe because her strategies were...
Right.
Although excellent, there was still harm happening. And actually when she realised that actually people were on her side, that's what provides me satisfaction, that her and her children had a solution for what was happening.
Right.
I would have to say that I did have to do quite a lot of advocacy that she didn't know about, so that systems could see things differently for her, about her. You know, mental health, alcohol and drug, that kind of stuff. But I've seen that multiple times. And what has really been great for me is that when I hear that language from other workers, using that language, I just love that.
You must know immediately.
So what I would say is that people doing the core training or becoming certified trainers, that actually you start a little groundswell and you become part of a safe and together community, which is actually making real change. Real change and social change.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do.
Yes. Well, we got to support each other.
Yeah.
It's a good way to support each other.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for sharing your experience in this very noisy, loud cafe in Christchurch, Celine. And keep on going. Hopefully more certified trainers will come along.
Yeah.
More support.
It is my passion, my life's work, this stuff.
Thank you.
To make things different for people.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Celine. Thank you.